Okay, thank you very much, everyone, for coming. Thank you, Jay, for these pictures of the Shechita. Again, a key thing to see from these pictures is that the Shechita happens all the way up at the top of the neck, close to the head. So that's, again, let's start again from that point in today's daf, Yud Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara was discussing, where's the location of Shechita? The Mishnah had an argument between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi Reb Yehuda. According to the Chacham, both of them were saying that the Shechita happens in the part called the Tabas HaGdola, which we said yesterday is called the circoid cartilage, the circle, the ring-like cartilage, because most of the cartilage is not ring-like. It is horseshoe-like, but at the very top of the cartilage that surrounds the trachea, there is ring-like cartilage. So both Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi Reb Yehuda said that the Shechita happens in that ring, in that Tabas HaGdola, the ring-like cartilage. But one, namely the Chacham, said you had to slaughter the entirety of it. You had to sever not the majority of it, but the whole of it. And the view of Rabbi Yossi Reb Yehuda is that once you did the majority, that was enough. So once the majority was done, then you can take the knife out of it, and it wouldn't be called hagrama. However, says the Gemara, the Hilchos of the Halacha is Mishipui Kova Ulamata Kshera, from when the helmet starts to slope down and beneath, it's already kosher. In other words, even above the Taba'as HaGdola, it's also kosher, as long as it is beneath Shipui Kova. Vahainu, and that's this idea, Deshier Bechiti, that even if you slit the vocal cords and you just leave a little bit of membrane between the vocal cord that was slit and what's on top, it's also a kosher Shechita. Rav Nachman also, Achshir, he would permit, make kosher, Mishipui Kova Lamata, from where the helmet slopes and below. Amar le Rav Hanan, bar Rav Katina le Rav Nachman, Rav Hanan, the son of Rav Katina, said to Rav Nachman, Kiman, who are you like? Look, Rabbanan, you're neither the Rabbanan who said that you have to slaughter the entirety of the Tabas HaGdola, the Lok Rabbi Yossi Reb Yehuda, who says you have to slaughter the majority of the Tabas HaGdola, but nobody said you could go higher than the Tabas HaGdola. Amar le, so he said, you're right, I'm not those two. Ana lo chiluk yedana. I don't know the view of the Rabbanan who say you need to slaughter the entirety of the Tabas HaGdola. So you have to be machalikit, you have to slit it. Below bilik yadana. I'm not also the Rabbi Yossi Reb Yehuda who says you can blow it all up. In other words, you can slaughter the majority of the Tabas HaGdola and then go up and then go down, because once you did the majority, it's a good shechita. I'm neither of those opinions. Ana shmaiti yadana. I just know what the halach is. I know what the rabbis say. I know what the amoraim say. So I'm Rabbi Bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bar Abba says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, others say it's Amr Rab Abba Bar Zavda, Amr Rab Chanina. It's Rab Abba Bar Zavda, the name of Rab Chanina. I mean, there's a third version, and it's Amr Rab Yaakov Bar Idi, Amr Rab Yeshua Ben Levi. Yishipui Kova Lamatak Shera. Once you get from the slope of the helmet, anything beneath that is already kosher, even if it is above the entirety of the Tabas HaGdola, even if it is at the point of the Chiti, at the point of the little wheat-like structures that are at the very top of the trachea. We call them the vocal cords. And what's the source? The source is another Tana, as we're about to see. That was the Tana that was quoted yesterday, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Shimon Levi explained, Mugremes de Rabbanan, what the Rabbanan hold is a Shechita in the wrong spot, Mugremes, that the knife went to the wrong spot. It started in the right spot, but it went to the wrong spot. In other words, according to the Rabbanan, if you slaughter the majority of the Tabas HaGdola and then you go up, that's already in the wrong spot. And that's Mugremes. Ksheil Rabbi Yossi Reb Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yossi Reb Yehuda, it's kosher. Because according to Rabbi Yossi Reb Yehuda, once you have the majority of the Tabas HaGdola, it was a good Shechita. Now you're just cutting meat. Okay, you can cut meat above that too. It's all meat. However, to Rabbi Yossi Reb Yehuda, what Rabbi Yossi Reb Yehuda holds is Mugremes. What does Rabbi Yossi hold? What does Rabbi Yossi Reb Yehuda hold as a Shechita in the wrong spot? Not that the majority was in the Tabas HaGdola and then up, because that's already good. So that'd be all of it up, all of it above the Tabas HaGdola. So either the whole thing above the Tabas HaGdola, the majority what's above the Tabas HaGdola, that's called Mugremis. That's no good. That's Kshera Tzirub Chanina Ben Antignos, because since that's beneath the Shipri Kova, since that's beneath the slope of the helmet, that's Kasher, according to Chanina Ben Antignos. Of course, Chanina Ben Antignos says in the Brisa, Mugremis is Kshera. What you call Mugremis, I call Kasher. I said, yeah, but who's he referring to? Who's he addressing when he says what you call Mugremis is Kasher? Maudetem would have thought to say, Rabbi Chanina Ben Antignos Adre Abanan Koi. Rabbi Chanina Ben Antignos is the view of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. And he's saying, Rabbanan, what you call Mugremis, namely, that the majority of Tabas HaGdola was slaughtered, and then the knife goes up, you call that Mugremis, I think it's Kasher. Like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Kamashman, that's why we needed to have this lesson from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That no, what Rabbi Yehuda holds is Mugremis, namely, above the Tabas HaGdola, but beneath the Shipui Kova, above the Sircord cartilage, but beneath the slope of the helmet. So that, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, is no good. It is in the wrong spot. According to Rabbi Chanina Ben Antignos, it's okay, because since it's beneath the slope of the helmet, it's in the right spot. One second, the Gemara said, why do you say that that's the case? Maybe it's what we had proposed, Ema Hanami. Why don't you say that he's just referring to the Rabbanan? What you think is Mugremis, I think is Kasher. Im Kain, if that's the case, Heyed Aleh, Mi Bayaleh. It shouldn't be that Heyed, Rabbi Chanina Ben Antignos testified, and should be Heyed Aleha. He testified about it. This that the Rabbanan said was no good, about it, Rabbi Chanina Ben Antignos said it is good. And therefore, we know that Rabbi Chanina Ben Antignos is not just referring to the view of the Rabbanan, he's going further. He's permitting what Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda held was no good. The Hilchasan, that's the Halacha. Ki Rabbi Chanina Ben Antignos, like Rabbi Chanina Ben Antignos, to Kahi Rav Nachman Kavosei. Because Rav Nachman, one of the later Amoraim, is like him. And in general, we have a rule in Gemara, Hilchasa Kibasroi. Halacha is like the later view. When you have an earlier rabbi, a rabbi, let's say, of the 2nd century saying one thing, and you have a rabbi of a later generation, the 5th century, saying something. So if the rabbi of the 5th century is saying different than the earlier rabbi, so it must be that the halacha has evolved differently. That's why he's saying, and he's more recent, he's the later one.
He's so the earlier one.
No, Halacha is Kibasroi. Halacha is like the latest view. So if Ravina and Rav Ashi say something, halacha is like them. So Rav Nachman, he said, this is what we're doing. He's saying that shechita beneath the Shipui Kova is okay, even though it's above Tabas HaGdola. So that means that's the halacha. And that's why we were saying that halacha is this way, like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. So there's a three-way machlokas. You have Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, you have the Chachamim, you have Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. Halacha is like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. One second, David, you had a question?
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out this thing we're talking about, the helmet. That's where the trachea is, you said?
The whole thing is the trachea. Yeah, so this is at the very top of the trachea.
But, so
it's covering the trachea.
Right, so, and
but the, it's the, not the part, it's not the flap of skin that covers the trachea when you eat.
Okay.
That's something else.
And, but I guess what I'm saying is, what I'm curious about is the esophagus is parallel to it, what we're saying?
Yeah,
or is it,
yeah, it's parallel.
So when
it's
we say
attached.
Trachea, we're really talking about both in the same spot? Like I'm
no, we're talking about the trachea. Yeah, here, the esophagus is behind the trachea.
Okay.
And this is the trachea. This white stuff is the trachea. The esophagus is attached to the back of the trachea. The horseshoe cartilage at the back of it, the back of the horseshoe, is a piece of skin which is connecting the trachea and the esophagus. At the very top of the trachea, you have one piece of cartilage that goes around the whole thing. That's the Tabas HaGdola. And above that, you have a helmet. And above the helmet, you have a piece of skin to
stop. So we're trying to understand where this whole thing starts, where both start.
What's the highest point where you can check? No, in terms of going down, we're going to learn later, you can go all the way down to the lungs. But you can't cut the horseshoe cartilage itself. It'd have to be between the horseshoe cartilages. Yeah, question.
Yes, I'm having a little hard time envisioning. I'm assuming that on all animals, it's a little different. Right. I mean, this should be a general area, but so what's happening? You're cutting where you think is an appropriate place, and then your hand goes up. And
that would be hagrama, yeah.
And then afterwards, they're looking, they're examining it to see how high did you go, because if you go too
what
high,
did you cut? No. What did you? Did you cut enough before you went up?
Okay.
So when the knife enters, you're cutting first the trachea, esophagus, or you're cutting both at the same time? Is it?
I think it's the trachea first.
So if it's majority, you have a majority of both?
Yes.
So you're automatically 100% cutting the trachea.
Yeah. Okay. So now the Gemara.
Rabbi, if they put the animal, they give him a gun and put him to sleep.
Yeah.
Before shit. Is that kosher?
No.
No?
You can't put the animal to sleep?
It's not.
No.
You know, so maybe it doesn't feel the pain or whatever. You know,
no, it's not kosher. It's a trefa.
Why not? It's a
hook? No, it's a trefa because it's already wounded.
No, but if it goes to sleep.
How are you putting it to sleep?
Wounded. It's not bleeding. It's not, you know, it's not a bleeding thing there.
Short bleeding. That's how they put it to sleep. They take a bolt and they smash the head.
No, but I'm talking about something like they put them, you know, like get them. Tranquilizer, yeah.
Nobody wants to give that because then the meat's going to have tranquilizer in it.
But
forget
about
the
meat tranquilizer. Is it
kosher?
No, right?
It's not kosher.
I don't think so, no. Amar Ravuna, Amar Ravasi. Ravuna said the name of Ravasi. Machlokas, the argument between the Rabban and Rabbi Yossi. When he slaughtered, does he have to slaughter the entirety of the Tabas HaGdolo, or the majority is already enough? Is b'shachat shnei shlish, when he slaughtered 2/3 of the tabas hagdola, and then v'higrim shlish, and then he lifted the knife up higher, too high or too low. Let's say he lifted it up too high for the last third. Rabbanan sav, the Rabbanan hold this is mugremes. It's no good because kula shchita b'ina b'tabas gdola. We need that the entire shchita should be in the tabas gdola, in the sirkoid cartilage. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Sav, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds, Rubo Kikulo. The majority is like the whole thing. So since the majority of the sarcoid cartilage is slaughtered, it's as if the whole thing is slaughtered, and now already it's fine. Now you can go above Aval. But if it was a case of Higrim Shlish, he started off in the wrong spot. He started off too high. And then for a third of it, he was too high. Then v'shachat shnei shlish, and then the other 2/3, he takes it into the right spot, into the tabas agdola, into the top ring. Everybody agrees it's possible. Because when the life is leaving the animal, when you get to majority, at that point, being in ruba b'shchita, it should have been the majority through shchita. The leka, you don't have it, because a third of that was in the wrong spot. First third is in the wrong spot. So that was the proposal of Rav Huna. And the Gemara rejects it. Amale Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda said, Rav Huna, Adrabba, the exact opposite. Le mamar ipcha, you should say the opposite. Machlokas, when is there an argument that the Rabbanan say you need the entirety of the Tabas HaGdola, and Rabbi Yossi says only it is the majority. B'shehigrim shlish, where the first third was in the wrong spot, it was up in the kova. V'shachad, and then he slaughtered shnei shlish, 2/3, in the tabas agdola. Rebios rebuda sav, rebios rebuda holds, midi dehavya chatzi kane pagum. It's like the law that we're going to see on Daf Chav Ches. That if half of the trachea was already slit, there was a hole in the trachea, half of it already had a hole in it. And now the shochet comes, he just adds a little bit to make it a majority. So that the shchita is kasher, since he finished it off, bekashrus. The finishing, the part that took away the life, was bekashrus, was kosher. So even though it wasn't at that point a majority through shchita. At that point, just the last bit was through shchita. But that's okay, since that last bit that made it a majority was through shchita, it's okay. So if that's the case when you have a pipe that has a slit through half of it, the same thing is going to be true here according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. They could have started the shchita in the kova above the tabas agdola, and then when they go down into the tabas agdola, that's when they got to 51%. That's why it's kosher. And Rabbanan will make the following distinction: Hasam over there, makom shchita. it's the trachea that half of it is already slit, and then when the shochet adds to make it 51%, it's kosher, because the slit is in the right spot. It's in the trachea. Hacha, but if you're going to start too high, lav makom shchita, you're not starting at the place of the shchita, and therefore it would be no good. Avol shachat shnei shlish. But in the case where two-thirds are slaughtered in the tabas hagdola, and then higrim shlish, and then the last third is going up too high in the shipui kova, divrei hakol, everyone would agree that it is kshera. That's not, because didn't we learn in a Mishnah, rubo shel echad kamo, a majority of a pipe, a majority of either the windpipe, namely a majority of the trachea, or a majority of the food pipe, a majority of the esophagus, is like the whole thing. Said Rav Yosef back to Rav Chisda, no. Amalei Rav Yosef, man name Alandahu Ruba Dehasam. Lav Rav Yosef Yehuda Katanila. Who's to say that that mission that says that a majority of the pipe is like the whole pipe is what everybody agrees to? Maybe that's only the view of Rav Yosef Yehuda. Then Rav Yosef Yehuda Katanila. Maybe it's Rav Yosef Yehuda who's the one teaching it. Amalei Abaya said back to Rav Yosef, to call Ruba Dehama Rav Yosef Yehuda Katanilu. Understand, everybody agrees to the idea of majority. Everybody agrees to rove. You're going to say every rove in halacha is only Rav Yosef Yehuda holds that rove is a thing? Amalei, Rav Yosef said back, maybe in Shechita that's the case. Ana, I, Ruba de Shechita Kamina. I'm saying in Shechita. In Shechita, that a majority of a pipe is considered the whole thing, maybe that's only Rav Yosef Yehuda. The Shemana de Pligi, we see in our mission, sounds like they're arguing. So in our mission, that's what they're saying. So in Shechita, a majority is the whole thing, is only the view of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. And maybe that mission is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, but maybe according to the Chachamim, they would say even if a majority of the pipe was slaughtered in the right spot, the Sirkord cartilage was what was where the slaughtering was. Two-thirds was in the Tabas HaGdola. And then the last third is out, it would also be Agrama, because they require that Rubo Kikulo in Shechita. In Shechita, they require kulo. You need to do the entirety, and therefore, if some of that entirety was in the wrong spot, it's now hagrama. So that's a machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rav Huna. Lish nachrina, now another version. Amrilach, they'll tell to you like Amrilach, they said it this way. This argument between the Rabban and Rav Yosef Yehuda. Amr Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Rav Asi, machlokas, the argument in our Mishnah between the Rabban and Rav Yosef Yehuda. What is hagrama? Is Shehigrim Shlish, is when he started in the wrong spot. He started too high. He started in the Shipui Kova, because they hold it has to be in the Tabas HaGdola. He started in the Shipui Kova, and he did a third there. V'shachat, and then he went down into the right spot, and he did Shnei Shlish in the right spot. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Savar, Minidav Yachatzi Kanapag. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, the same way we find that if half of the trachea was already slit, it was born, whatever, some illness, something developed with it, and half the trachea was open. And then all the shochet needs to do is to finish it off, make it a majority, that's already kosher. So Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says the same thing here. Okay, a third was done in the wrong spot, but once you got to 51%, it was in the right spot, so now it's kosher. And the Rabbanim make a distinction. They say, no, hasam, that half that was chatzi kana, the half of the trachea was already opened, it was pagum, that was hasam over there, it was makom shchita. The trachea is in the spot of the trachea, it's where it's supposed to be slaughtered. Hach, but over here, it's in the kova, it's lav makom shchita, it's not in the place of the slaughtering. Aval, but, in a case of shachat shnei shlish, in the case of where he slaughters two-thirds of the tabas hagdol, he slaughters in the right spot, and then mengrim shlish, then for the last third he goes up, divri akol ksheira, everybody agrees it's kosher, that's not because we have the Mishnah, rubo shel echad kamo, the majority of a pipe, the majority of the esophagus, the majority of the trachea is like the entirety of the trachea. Samaskaflar of Chizda, Rav Chisda, according to this version, is challenging Rav Huna on the other side. Maskaflar of Chizda, Rav Chisda is saying the other way. Man lay malan dahu ruba da hasam, not Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Tilma Rabbi Yosef Yehuda katanila. Maybe that Mishnah is just Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Maybe the Chacham don't agree to that Mishnah. So Amalei Rabbi Yosef, and now Rabbi Yosef in this version is saying what in the other version of Chizda said. Amalei Rabbi Yosef said, to call Rubi to Alma, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda katanilu. You might understand, every rove in the world is only Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Everybody agrees to rove. Amalei, so now it's Rav Chizda saying, maybe not. Ana, Ruba de Shchita Kamina, the Shmanim of the Pligi. Maybe in Shchita, only Rabbi Yehuda holds that Ruba Kekulo, and the Chachamim hold that you need to have a full majority. Yeah, question, Izzy.
I'm saying, maybe after the two Shlish, the Torah, it already is not so fresh.
Okay, that makes sense. Makes sense that it would be dead after a majority is slit. What's that?
That's what they're saying. Once you hit the majority, the chayuta is out.
Yeah, the life's gone.
How is an animal that is missing half a trachea, how is that not a tree from the start off with?
Apparently not. It can apparently live that way.
It's good for a corban as well.
Yeah, apparently. It sounds that way.
Yeah. But with all these technologies today they have, and yeah, all the education, I think they're high-level stuff.
Sure.
Which one is closer to which opinion of these you know which rabbi is correct? Yeah.
Whether majority or the whole thing?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we say majority. Majority is already enough.
If you do the improper shlita to start, and you're doing one third of an improper shlita, how is the animal then not a treifa?
Because it's only a third.
You've done a cut that wasn't a proper
it's
cut.
Only a third. It can still live with that.
The animal can live with a third of its cut.
Yes, severed, apparently, severed. Yeah. Okay, now the Gemara talks about... no, because you need koach gavra, you need a human bringing this force. So now the Gemara is going to talk about two types of shchita, where they were partially done in the wrong spot. Higrim shlish. Let's say he was in the wrong spot and he did a third. And then shachat shlish. Then he went down to the right spot. He did another third. And then higrim shlish. Then he does the other third again in the wrong spot. So Rav Huna Amar Rav Ksheira. Rav Huna says the name of Rav, it's Kasher. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Treifa. Rav Huna Amar Rav is Ksheira, because ki nafka chiyuta, as Geva pointed out, once the life leaves at the 51%, the shchita ka nafka, it's in the right spot. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said it's Treifa, being in Ruba b'shchita. You have to have the majority done through shchita, v'leka, here you don't have that. Here, two-thirds are in the wrong spots. All right, another case. Shachat shlish. Let's say your first third is slaughtered. The right spot in the tabas, right, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and the Chacham. Behigrim shlish, and then he goes to the wrong spot, another third. So when it left, it was in the wrong spot. But then v'shachat shlish, then he went back down for the last third. Rabbi Yehuda Marav Ksher, Rabbi Yehuda Marav says it's kosher. He's consistent because the majority was done in the right spot. Asu Shailuhu the Rav Huna. They came and they asked the Rav Huna, Amalu Treif. He said it's the Treif. Again, he's consistent because when the life leaves at the 51%, it's in the wrong spot. Sham Rav Yehuda heard that Rav Huna held it was a Treif, but he was upset. Amar Trifno Machsha Machsharana Treif. That which I'm saying is Treif. He's saying it's kosher. When I say it's kosher, he says it's Treif. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said back when he heard the Rav Huna was upset, Shaper Kamikfkid. He's right to get upset. Chada, first of all, diyu shmiyale minei de Rav analo shmiyale. Right? He heard from Rav. Right? It was Rav Yehuda. It was Rav Huna Amar Rav. It was Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. He heard from Rav. I didn't hear it from Rav. I'm just saying what I think. Oh, and furthermore, ikaruba b'shchita. Right? In the case of a third, and then a third in the wrong spot, and then again third. Majority is shchita, so it should be good. Amalei Rav Chizra said back to Rav Huna, lo tadarbach. Don't change your mind. You're saying it was no good. Don't change your mind. Dim king, because if you're going to change your mind, ma'asit lach l'kamaisa, right, as Gavriel pointed out, he's being consistent here. So if you're going to change your mind about the case of a third in the wrong spot, a third in the right spot, then you're going to ruin the psak that you gave us for the first case, which was that if you have a third in the wrong spot, and then a third in the last third also in the wrong spot, but the middle in the right spot, it's kosher. Because hasa my time a kamachshir. Because why did you make it kosher in the first instance? The kinafka chiyuta bechshera kinafka. Because when the life leaves, it left in the right spot. So Hanami, so here, if it's the starting the first third in the right spot, then the second third in the wrong spot, and then the third third in the right spot again, ki nafka chiyusa, when the life leaves, ba'agrama ka nafka, it's at the wrong spot, so it shouldn't be kosher. Ikla Rav Nachman l'sura. Rav Nachman came to Sura. Bo'mine, they asked him, shachat shlish, this case, if the first third was in the right spot, Higrim Shlish, the next third was too high, the wrong spot. Shachat Shlish, and the last third was again in the right spot. Ma, what's the halacha? Amar Lei, so he said to them, Lav Hanid Reb Elazar ben Yumi, isn't this the case of Reb Elazar ben Yumi? Damar Reb Elazar bar Yumi. Shchita Asuya Kimasrek, a slaughtering like a comb. So in a comb, you have all sorts of, bristles between the comb. So it's a zigzag shchita. Is kshera. So what does it mean, a zigzag shchita is kshera? Presumably you start in the right spot, you zigged out, and you went back to the right spot. The Gemara says, no, v'doma maybe b'makom shchita. Maybe when Reb Elazar ben Yumi, he's saying that the tabas hagdola was slaughtered the right way, and then it went out. And that's the comb, but not that the makom shchita was in the wrong spot. The Gemara says, no, b'makom shchita ma'ila memra. If he's saying that the tabas hagdola was slaughtered in the right way, of course it works. What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of that? That we don't need. So Gemara says, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. I might have thought you need a shchita, which is open. You can't have it going up in any way. It can't be zigging in any way. Kamashman, that's the chiddush. You don't need to have the whole shchita, one line, opening up the neck nicely. It doesn't have to be that way. It can be the majority and then going up. Yazir Rav Abba, a story. Rav Abba was sitting achorid Rav Kahana behind Rav Kahana. Yazir Rav Kahana came to Rav Yehuda. Rav Kahana was sitting in front of Rav Yehuda. Yazir Rav Kahana was sitting and saying the following. Shachat Shlish. What happens if he slaughtered the first third in the right spot? Higrim Shlish, the next third was in the wrong spot. Shachat Shlish, then he goes back to the right spot and he slaughters another third. Ma, what's the halacha? Amar Leis, if you said Shechita Zuk Shera, the Shechita is kosher, because since the majority was in the right spot, it's okay. So then Rav Kahana asked another question. Higrim Shlish, what happens if he starts in the wrong spot with a third? Shachat Shlish, then he slaughters another third in the right spot. The Higrim Shlish, and he goes again to the wrong spot, so the next third. Ma, what's the halacha? So Rav Yehuda says, this too, Shechita So Psula. Again, it's possible because the majority is in, most two-thirds, is in the wrong spot. Then he asked him another question, Shachat b'makom nekev. Let's say the trachea was halfway open, half of it was already punctured, and he goes to where that hole is and he extends it to make it 51%. Ma, what's the halacha? Amar leis, Rav Yehuda said, Shechitas look shera. That's kosher. All right, then he asked him another question. Shachat, let's say the half that's open is on the other side. So when he comes in, he's cutting the half that's not open. So he's slaughtering half, and then he gets to the half that's already open. Shachat, he's slaughtering, and then ufaga bonekev. Then he hits a hole to get to 51%. Ma, what's the halach? Amalei psula. So that's no good. Shchitas psula.
Why should that puzzle? It's not the same case.
Very good. The Gemara's going to ask that. So Azal, Rabba went, Amra kameh, Rabba Lazar. He told it to Rabba Lazar. Azal, Rabba Lazar went, Amra kameh, Rabba Yochanan. He said it to Rabba Yochanan. Amalei, so Rabba Yochanan asked David's question. Maishna, what's the difference? What's the difference between if there's a hole and you add to the hole versus slaughtering and then hitting the hole? By the way, it should be kosher. Amalei, Rabbi Elazar explained, Shachat b'makom nekev, if there's a hole and then he adds, Nasa k'misha shachat ovid kochavim. So that's as if a non-Jew slaughters half. V'gamar Yisrael, the Jew completes it. So since the Jew is the one taking the life out, that's kosher. But shachat, but if he slaughters, and then upaga bonekev, then he hits a half, then he slaughtered, then he hit the open part. So nasa kamisha shachat Yisrael. So that's as if you have a Jew doing half, the gamar over kochav, and the non-Jew does the next half. Okay, but the Jew only did half. The non-Jew is doing the 51%. So that's not no good.
But God created him with that half.
Oh, that's the question. So kari alei. So Rabbi Yochanan said back, Obed kochavim, Goy, What do you mean, guy? What do you mean, guy? It's not a guy. God made it this way. But everything you don't like, you're going to call guy. You're going to say things you don't like, you're calling them guy. You're going to just make it pasul because you call it a guy. What do you mean? You can't do that. It's not pasul. It should be kosher. You're going to just call it non-Jew. What do you mean? So Amarava, Sarava said, Shapir Karele Ovid Kochavim Ovid Kochavim. Rabbi Yochanan's writing, making fun of Rabbi Lazar. What, an idolater. Everything's an idolater. He's right. Vishlama Hasam, if you have a Jew slaughtering 50% and then an idolater finishes, the Jew should have done more. Because he's slaughtering it. He should have slaughtered the majority. Velo Shachar, he didn't do the right amount. So the non-Jew made the life leave. So that we say is the non-Jew's Shchita. When the non-Jew adds the 51%, now the life is leaving. So it's the Gentile who's slaughtered. Elachi, but one over here, Mikdei Mishchat Shachit. Whatever he could shecht, he shechted. The other part was already out. The other 50% was already open. He did whatever he could. So he's the one who's taking out the life. So Mali B'makom Nekev, who cares if he takes out the life by starting where the hole was? Mali Pagabon Nekev. Or if he takes off the life starting where the hole isn't, and he gets to the hole. Either way, he's the one taking out the life. The Shechita is kosher. That's the view of Rabbi Yochanan. The Shechita is kosher.
How do they count 51% or 49%?
They measure.
They take a measurement tape.
With a ruler, yes, a measuring tape.
Do they really?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And they're honest about this?
Very honest. The most important thing about a shochet is Yirat Shamayim. The most important thing is he has to have fear of heaven. He has to really, really care about God.
Right, the shochet's not allowed to own the meat or something, right? Isn't there like some... has to be different. He's not allowed to be the person.
No, he's allowed to.
He's allowed to.
He's allowed to shecht. He's allowed to check. We do rely on him.
No, but I thought that the person who owns the meat isn't supposed to be the shochet. It's supposed to be like an independent.
No, he could be. He can shecht his own meat. That's fine.
I'm sure there's some shochet.
Have faith. Trust.
I'm going with the rock.
Unfortunately, there was a horrible story several years ago, about 10 years ago in Muncie. One of the stores was buying non-Jewish chicken. And then he had in the store the stickers for one of the kosher brands, and he would just take he would do the plastic wrap and put the kosher Satmar sticker on when it really was coming from
Purdue.
And Nebuch, you know, everyone had to kosher all their plates.
Absolutely.
He destroyed a lot of kitchens.
Yeah, it was very terrible.
So it was not the fear of Hashem, it was the fear of pockets, Rabbi.
Yeah, he didn't have the fear of God. It's terrible, 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 terrible.
So who puts that
tarot?
It's terrible.
So was it better that it was the chicken than meat because biblically it's a pot chicken?
I don't think it helps. You still need shlita. That's where you're going to learn this mission. You still need shchita. There's no shchita. Milk and meat may be issues, but that's not the issue. All right, Mishnah. Hashochet min hatzdadim. Let's say a person slaughters on the side of the neck. Shchita sokshera, the shchita is kasher. Now in regards to birds. We remember back when we learned the sechta zvachim, that when there is a chatas ha'of and an olas ha'of, the two karbanos that can come from a bird, so the Kohen had to have a very long, sharp thumbnail. He would hold the bird between his fingers, and then with the thumb, he would sever the neck through the back, slicing through the spine and getting to the food pipe and the windpipe. So, mamolik, if a person wants to do that with a person does malika on a bird made atzdadim from the side of the head or neck, malika so psula, that's not a kosher malika. That wouldn't be the right way to kill the bird for a karban. Hashochet mina oreif, if somebody slaughters from the nape of the neck, from the back, shchita so psula, shchita is no good. Hamolik mina oreif, but if a person is a kohen standing on the mizbeach and he does malika from the nape of the neck, from the back, malika sokshera. That's where it's a kasher malika. Hashochet min hatzavar, shchita sokshera. If somebody slaughters a chicken from the neck, That's a kosher shechita. Hamolik minatzavar, if a person were to do, a kohen does malika with a thumb from the neck, malika so psula, that is not kosher. The malika has to be from the back, not from the front. Shakala orev kasha la malika, the entire nape, that part which is in the back is where it's kasha for malika. The chalat savar, and the front, the neck, is kasha for shechita. Nimtza, what's kosher for shechita is possible by malika, is no good for malika. And what's kosher for the malika is possible by shechita, is no good for shechita. So the Gemara says, my orif, what are we referring to when we talk about the orif? Are we talking about the back of the skull? Ilema orif mamish, literally the orif is the back of the skull. So my iria shochet, so why do you say that the shochet and the orif is no good? Afilu molik nami. Even malika in the back of the skull is no good. Mimular poem Rahman Hashem says, opposite the back of the skull, the nape, the lo arpo, not literally the oref, not literally the back of the skull. Elamai oref, what does it mean? Oref? Mimul oref, it means there, yes, in the back of the neck, opposite the skull. Kidda katani seif, as we learned in the end of the Mishnah. Kola oref, kosher limalika. The entire oref is kosher for malika. Minani Mili, how do we know this? That the malika is in the back of the neck, behind the neck. The Torah says, Umalakas rosho mimul arpo, and he is to sever the head opposite the oref, mul at an area opposite haroes haoref, which actually sees, it's looking at the back of the skull. V'chein omer, as the pasuk says, v'hu yoshev mimuli. And Balak complains about the Jewish people. He's sitting opposite me. What does it mean, opposite me? He's not touching, right? So he's nearby. I see him. V'omer, and it says, ki fanu elai orev v'lo fanim. For they turned to me the back, and they didn't turn to me the face. My v'omer, why do you need a second pasuk? V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, on the pasuk, v'hu yoshev mimuli, you see that mul oref means seeing the oref. But oref kufei lo yadana hecha, I don't know where the oref is. Deneda mul didei hecha, to know where the opposite it is. Tashma, that's what the verse says. Kifanu alai oref alo fanim, for they've turned to me the rear, not the face. Mechlal de oref lahati panim, the oref is the back of the skull. Opposite the face. Amri b'nei Rebchia, the children of Rebchia said, mitzvahs malika, the mitzvah of malika, is marzir simanim la'achorei ha'oref umolik. It could even be, we'll see whether this means even or whether this is the ideal, but it's to actually push the two simanim. The two simanim are the two pipes, the esophagus and the trachea, to push them back to the oref and then to sever them. Sikadamri af marzir. So one opinion is that he's saying this is also malika. You could not, but certainly, if you didn't do that, if the Kohen with his thumb cut through the spine and then got to the food pipe and the windpike, that works. You could have me others say, Magzir Dafka. He's saying, no, he's got to push the pipes behind the spine and then sever them. Umistabra Commander Amar, what does make sense is like the view af Magzir. He's saying, even if he pushes them to the back and severs them, it works. Mimai, how do we know this? Because we learned in the Mishnah, Hashochet mina orev shkita so psula. Somebody slaughters from the rear, the shkita is no good. Hamolik mina orev, but if he severs the pipes from the rear with his thumb, malika so ksheira, the malika is kasha. Isakadai, the human can tell me, Magzir dafka, that the right way is to push the two pipes behind the spine and then sever them. So my iria molik. So why only is molek good then? Afilu shochet nami. Shochet should also be good at that point because it wasn't a trefa first. And so it must be that it's saying even if he puts it back. And masnisim b'dolo ahader. The Mishnah is saying where he didn't in fact put it back and then shchita is no good because by first severing the spine and then severing the pipes, he first made it a trefa. Therefore, it's not a good shkita.
It's only for pigeons and small birds. This is pelika.
Pigeons, right? And doves, correct.
No,
that's right.